With the new territory that was accorded Pergamon after the defeat of their enemies in 190 BC, the city itself grew and expanded in new ways. And both Eumenes II and his successor Attalus II spent a great deal of money and energy to beautify the capital city of Pergamon. Pergamon itself, as I mentioned, is a natural acropolis, a upthrust of rock that's quite steep and difficult to build upon. And it's interesting that these Pergamene architects that worked to beautify this rock were adept at creating artificial terraces that poured down the hillside, supporting various structures. During the reigns of these two kings in the 2nd century BC, we see temples being constructed on artificial terraces, several gymnasia created for the education of the youth and sporting events. Several impressive markets were created on the hilltop, as well as a theater, perhaps one of the steepest and highest theaters of antiquity. There were also various palaces for the ruling house. Eumenes II, the great victor of that last war, was still interested in this concept that his forebears had of Pergamon being the successor of Athens in the protection of Greek culture. And as such, he constructed in the sanctuary of Athena on the Pergamene Acropolis, the sanctuary that was built by Philotyrus, the first leader of Pergamon, Eumenes constructed a vast library designed to be the greatest receptacle of learning in the ancient world. Now, of course, it had competition. There was the Great Library of Alexandria in Egypt, but nevertheless, Eumenes tried to make this that city's rival and make Pergamon a great center of learning. Eumenes and his brother Attalus also furthered their ties to the city of Athens by erecting large structures in that city. In this period, Athens wasn't all that important of a city. It was more or less a university town, but it had the tradition of being the great center of art and learning. Pergamon now saw itself as surpassing Athens, as taking over from Athens, taking that mantle of the center of Greek culture and the protector of Greek culture that Athens had had in the 5th century BC. Generously, Eumenes and Attalus both built large structures in the form of stoas, big public structures, within the city of Athens, and also at other religious centers like Delphi. So Pergamon then expanded not just out of war-won territory, making a kingdom, but also culturally gained control throughout the ancient world by generously building in important centers in the Greek world. It's also important to remember that it was Pergamon who first invited the Romans into Anatolia, something that is going to change the fate of this region forever. And although Eumenes II had a fairly cordial relationship with the Romans, as we'll see in a few lectures, it was the final king of Pergamon, a man named Attalus III, who thought so highly of the Romans, perhaps, that when he died without a child, he left the kingdom of Pergamon to the people of Rome, thereby ceding this region of Anatolia into the Roman Empire. Now, we'll talk about those events in the lecture after the next one. In our next lecture, we're going to talk about a small kingdom that's contemporaneous with Pergamon, far to the east in eastern Anatolia, the kingdom known as Commagene.
This ends Lecture 11. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.